Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Guys of Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Yeah.
Reckless speculation.
Guessing there's going to be some speculation in here. Certainly some recapping of actual things that happened in the first 24 hours of NFL free agency. So let's bring in Darren Doogie Wolfson, our good friend from the 5 Eyewitness News Sports Department, for some inside information and a little speculation about your favorite Minnesota sports teams, namely the Vikings, who, wow, Doogie, that was a 24 hours, man. You add a bunch of key defensive pieces, you draw a line in the sand on Kirk Cousins, and then they bring in their bridge quarterback, Sam Darnold. Aaron Jones they grab when the Packers cut him for 1 year, $7 million. So one of the more notable, craziest, busiest 24 hours in the last 20 to 25 years of Vikings history.
No denying that, Phil, right? I mean, the madness of March, right? We saw it firsthand over the last 24 hours. I'm not sure I foresaw all of that taking place, but, you know, now hearing in hindsight, like, how about some of the moves that they tried to make that didn't happen? Like, they were squarely in on Christian Wilkins. They spoke with Carolina before Carolina struck a deal with the New York Giants about Brian Burns.
Wow.
There's still some interest in LeJarius Sneed, right? So what else is still to come? Although on Sneed, let me add that it sounds like there's at least one team that is being more aggressive in talks with the Chiefs, but it certainly looks like the Chiefs are going to make a move on one of the top cornerbacks, if not the top cornerback available. But the Vikings have spoken with the Chiefs, I am told. But yeah, think about all the moves that have happened. Heck, they even signed a kicker. Last name Romo, John Parker Romo.
Let's go.
Not some sort of big deal. It's a one-year make good sort of contract. But hey, he'll be given a chance to win the kicker job come training camp. By the way, they beat out the Rams on that kicker, Romo. So the Vikings beat out the Rams. The Rams wanted him. He was down at the Gary's Honor camp. Remember Gary's Honor, Judd? Former Vikings special teams coordinator?
Yeah.
He runs this kicker, I don't know, for lack of a better way of putting it, camp over the course of a number of days down in Arizona. It's draft eligible kickers, then free agent kickers. So John Parker Romo was down there over the weekend. The Vikings had a scout. Her name is Michelle. She was there. She was wowed by what she saw Romo do, including making a 64-yarder, multiple 60-yarders. So the Vikings moved fast. I'm not sure they wanted to, but they moved fast to secure a kicker for a training camp battle. Now, I am not told they, like, are on the cusp of re-signing Greg Joseph. Like, that hasn't been on their radar. I don't sense they're going to sign Nick Folk, who I think right now is probably the best free agent kicker. So I think they'll end up bringing somebody in after the draft. I guess I would be surprised if they draft a kicker, but some good kicker will go undrafted. But certainly this kicker, John Parker Romo, has a chance to win the job come July and August. But yeah, Sam Darnold, like, we knew about that. You know, Aaron Jones, I'll tell you how that came about. So the Vikings do the deals with Grenard and Van Ginkle with the Rosenhaus agency. Well, Rosenhaus also represents Aaron Jones. So the Packers go to Aaron Jones and say, hey, we want you to take, for a second consecutive year, Aaron, we want you to take a pay cut. Well, Aaron, Drew Rosenhaus, others are like, whoa, we already did that once. Why do we need to do that again? So the Packers then move on Josh Jacobs. But guess what? Like, it seems like the Aaron Jones thing moved fast. And I guess in some ways it did. But there was some chatter as the Vikings are corresponding on Grenard, on Van Ginkle, that, hey, Aaron Jones may become available. The Vikings kicked the tires on Tony Pollard. They did not on Saquon Barkley, but there was some interest in adding a running back. Okay, Pollard goes off the board to the Tennessee Titans, but in that correspondence with the Rosenhaus people, lo and behold, they find out, hey, Aaron Jones is a legit option, so the Vikings moved fast late last night on that.
Interesting stuff. What can you tell us about the pursuit at two positions that remain question marks? Guard, especially left guard, and defensive tackle, Darren.
Well, I mean, I checked on like DJ Reader, who to me, probably the best. Phil, is he about the best remaining interior defensive lineman?
Yes,
he is. So late last night, crickets, like, not to say that that couldn't change, but the Vikings have not reached out on Reader as of late Monday. They were not in at all on Leonard Williams. So that's another guy that came off the board. Yes, yep. They were in on Christian Wilkins. So I think the question is, will they re-sign Dalton Risner? So the update as of this morning, as of an hour ago, Tuesday morning, is the Vikings have not made Dalton Risner an offer. He wants to be back, but he also hopes to come off the board in the next 48 hours. The guard market is moving fast. And so Dalton has at least one option, but it's not the Vikings as of right now. So maybe a conversation takes place in the next couple hours. But I'm just telling you guys, as of this morning, nothing on Risner. The Vikings have not made him an offer.
So so Blake Brandle is back on a contract that's larger than your just league veteran minimum. It's reportedly like $5 million guaranteed over 3 years. So,
yeah, I mean, that's been filed, Phil. Yeah, I mean, report, I mean, it's in the database. Like, that's it. Yeah, I mean, 475 guaranteed.
That's the insurance policy then, at because he can play all four non-center positions, and he's been pretty much everywhere. Is that insurance at left guard? Do you think, do they draft someone on day two or three? I mean, there's other options, I'm sure, that are just less expensive and less established than Adult and Risner, but if they don't sign Risner back, it feels like very much bargain bin hunting or take your chances in the draft at left guard, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I mean, they could go the draft route. They could go bargain bin free agent route. Heck, maybe something changes on Risner. But as of now, just crickets on Risner. Yeah, I mean, you look at that Blake contract, it screams yes. Now, is that a legit contract if he is your number one backup at left tackle, left guard, right tackle? Questenberry in that mix as well, right? So I'm not saying Blake is like the number one backup at all four positions, but is capable of playing all four of those positions. I mean, every position outside of center. So is that a legit contract for a guy like that, a guy that they've developed that they really like? Sure. But yes, the optics suggest, Phil, that that Blake contract screams, hey, he is going to be given every opportunity to be a starting guard. So I would not dismiss that possibility whatsoever.
And Dukes, what we've seen now since the negotiation period started on Monday, to me, I've been saying this. I think what we're starting to see is the roadmap of Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell's, what they probably envisioned when they ran things back in 22. And then they started to make some moves last March. But this feels very much like a team that, as you said before we began to record, it's not that they don't want to win in 24. But it feels like the blueprint is being set up for 25. Gradually, you're signing younger guys. The Darnold thing is for a year. He's definitely not their QB of the future. So if we all calm down, Kirk's gone, okay, we all take a deep breath and sort of say, what's the strategy here? I think we're finally starting to see what Kwesi and Kevin's strategy is. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yes. And to me, I love the strategy. They are going to have all sorts of flexibility this time next year. Not a surprise, but they are going to draft a quarterback pretty high, right? So that will be the quarterback of the future. I need to hit on that quarterback. But yes, if you look at where they sit cap-wise 1 year from now, they are in a very advantageous position. That is the goal. That is the idea. Not that they in their minds are taking a step backwards here in 2024, but if you look at the landscape of the NFC North, they are what? Clear-cut at best, what? The number three team in the division, clearly Detroit and Green Bay above them from an infrastructure standpoint. And hey, depending on what Chicago still does here, right, you could make a case Chicago right now is above the Vikings. But if we want to have that debate, Vikings, Chicago on that three line, the other team on the four line. But yes, right? Like, hey, yeah, maybe you take a little bit of a step back here in 24 to be in a perfect spot 1 year from now. But the key, I'm telling you, whether it's J.J. McCarthy or someone else, you need to hit on that rookie quarterback. But they are confident that they'll be able to do that.
Yeah. And right, it's so early now. I mean, you've been talking about the Vikings looking at J.J. McCarthy all throughout the college football season. Do you have any semblance of who they like, number one, number two? I'm assuming Caleb Williams is going to be put off to the side over here. But I feel like any of those other guys, depending on the order in which they fall, could be available to jump up and go grab, if especially if one of them falls to like four, right? Is it J.J. McCarthy right now, or do you have any, are you just speculating purely at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's more the speculation. I mean, do I feel like, I guess, speculation-wise, that they really, really like J.J. McCarthy? Sure. But, hey, we know about the Josh McCown connection to Drake May, right? Like, you can make case Drake May, his skill set would fit very well in a Kevin O'Connell offense.
Yeah.
All right, so, like, I'm not saying it's J.J. McCarthy or bust. Like, I would absolutely do a lot of homework right now on Drake May. Heck, I'd do enough homework on Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't necessarily do that homework on Caleb Williams. I just don't see a scenario where they end up with Caleb Williams. So, to me, it's one of those three with still Nicks, Penix on the outside, but I'm not dismissing those two, but I would key in on, in this order, McCarthy, May, then Daniels, then Nicks, then Penix Jr. But yes, ooh, like, I don't know exactly, Phil, how they have those guys stacked. Heck, we still have some pro days to look at. Like, Bo Nix has his pro day today. The Vikings will have representation. Heck, Spencer Rattler is throwing right now at the South Carolina pro day. The Vikings, this is noteworthy, though. They only have an area scout at the South Carolina Pro Day. I'll find out later who they have at the Oregon Pro Day.
Quasi didn't make that trip.
It's not like they have, you know, high-ranking front office officials at South Carolina. So that may tell you, hey,
sorry,
okay,
Kirk.
Rattler, good prospect, but we don't need five people there watching.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Sorry, Kirk. Hey, I got to cut these conversations short. I'm in South Carolina for Spencer Rattler's throwing day. So,
hey, Larry, if you can close up the hardware store a little bit early to get over to Rattler's Pro Day, we'd really appreciate it. Hey, Dukes, on Kirk, what have your spies told you about how that went down? Because clearly it sounds like they really were talking into Monday. I got to imagine whoever called the Vikings and said, hey, here's what Atlanta is offering, that the Vikings are like, well, thanks for your service, bye. But what did you hear about that? Because to me, at the end of the day, the Falcons contract was not matchable.
Oh, not even close. Yeah, the Vikings were not touching what the Falcons gave him. I mean, they also gave him a no trade clause, right? Like, so he's got the no trade clause. It's essentially, to me, it's $100 million guaranteed, because the extra $10 million is guaranteed this time next year after the first year.
Yes.
So, like, to me, it's $100 million guaranteed. If you want to look at $90 million because the first 2 years fully guaranteed, fine. But to me, it's $100 million guaranteed. Like, he's going to hit $100 million. The Vikings were not willing to do that. I don't know, Judd, the exact price point the Vikings were willing to go to, but what I do know, it's clear as day, they were not willing to enter the stratosphere of what the Falcons did.
Yeah. So there was some Justin Fields steam there for a while and a couple sports books
nothing.
Before.
Yeah, that's a no-go,
right? Can you just provide no an go. Update on that?
Yeah. I mean, no dialogue, you know, as of the last 24 hours. I mean, I can tell you the update, no dialogue with Chicago. Like, I have that nailed down. Nothing. Crickets. Yeah. Zero. Nothing with Chicago. So if something changes moving forward, I'll report as such. But right now, no.
It doesn't make sense.
Justin Fields has never been on their radar.
But the Bears at this point look to be relatively screwed there. Like at the start of this entire process, it was like, can we get a second round pick? A second round pick would be great. Now what, like, teams are filling in their needs, unless a team like the Broncos, which I don't think Sean Payton is touching that, but it's an interesting conundrum because the Bears are basically forced with, and I don't think that this would occur within their division. They're basically forced, unless something comes up, to give him away if indeed they're going to replace him.
Yeah.
Where before it was, oh, let's get a second round pick and we'll have more draft capital. I don't think that that's going to be the case. It looked like a lot of teams have filled their needs and are like, hey, if Justin Fields costs that much, we ain't buying, especially since we know that you're desperate to get rid of him.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I would think at best at this point, are we talking a day three pick? I mean, Mac Jones goes to Jacksonville for a day three pick. By the way, the Vikings were never in on Mac Jones. They were never in on Russell Wilson. I mean, it's pretty clear to me that Sam Darnold was always the number one target on their bridge quarterback board. But yeah, on Fields, like a four or a five at this point. I mean, certainly a day three pick. I don't know how you get a day two pick, because I'm with you, Judd. I can't come up with a logical landing spot. Like, I can come up with a landing spot as a backup. Like, I can make a case he'd look good in Philadelphia backing up Jalen Hurts, right? Something along those lines. But, like, yeah, I can't come up with, like, this obvious fit where he's the day one starting quarterback.
Yeah. So on Sam Darnold, now I understand fully that his role is to come in here as an insurance policy, a warm, experienced body in a room, and he will be there to just sort of stand behind or maybe stand in front of for a few weeks whoever they draft in the 2024 draft. This is not about Sam Darnold, even though he's only 26 and is a former top 10 pick. It's not about Sam Darnold being a reclamation project to carry the franchise. Now, if that happens, okay, a bonus for the Vikings, but why Sam Darnold over all the other bridge quarterbacks? I mean, to your reporting, this wasn't just like a game of musical chairs that they lost out on, you know, bridge quarterback musical chairs. They've clearly had Sam Darnold in their sights for weeks and weeks over a Jacoby Brissett, over a Gardner Minshew, and some of these other guys. Why Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I mean, they were never in on Minshew. I guess I don't know on Brissett. I do know they had some trade interest in Brissett a year ago, but in this moment, I don't know if they even kicked the tires on Brissett, but they did not on Minshew. It was all about Sam Darnold. It was a matter of, okay, like, we want you, Sam, but do you ultimately choose Denver or Washington? Like, there were other teams in on Sam, but the Vikings made it very clear, we want you. You are our guy. I don't know exactly why, Phil. Like, I guess what I can't quantify, 1 year under Kyle Shanahan, how great is that? Now, we know about Josh McCown coming aboard, his history with Sam Darnold. So the Vikings have the book on Sam now with Josh in the building, right? Former teammate of Sam's with the New York Jets. But I guess if you look at his skill set, his decision-making, his accuracy, like, there's a lot of traits that Kevin O'Connell likes in his quarterback. And so far, I'm not sure Sam has demonstrated having those traits, but I'm telling you, like, Judd, what I can't figure out is how beneficial, we know it's beneficial, right, in some capacity, how beneficial is 1 year under Kyle Shanahan?
I got to think that this is a play for a draft pick, and that they see this, they see Darnold as being a capable backup. But I mean,
well, sure. I mean, it's a 1 year deal, right? Yes.
But I mean, absolutely. I don't think they're expecting a lot here. I don't think Phil's question is a valid one. Why this guy? I think Pelissero was the first to report this, and this was like a month ago. So I don't know why this guy in particular, But to go back to what I talked about before of how this is now unfolding and how the pieces of the puzzle are potentially being put together, it's very clear there's an idea in place here. I think what we don't know is why was Darnold's jumping off point. But you've been talking about McCarthy for so long, Dukes, you know, and it just seems like there has to be steam on like one guy that they are intent on trying to go get. So I don't know that Darnold won't end up just being a pawn in the game by the time that this is all said and done.
Well, sure. Right. I mean, the question is, whoever this rookie quarterback is, potentially McCarthy, but if it's May or Jaden, fine, right? But like that quarterback is the guy. So like how soon does that guy start, right? Are we talking middle of the season, end of the season? Is it a 1 year, you know, redshirt type year, learn, you know, hopefully Sam Darnold doesn't get hurt, that Sam starts all year. But yes, like this isn't about Sam Darnold being the guy. Now, hey, I suppose, right? Like, I'm not sure Tampa a year ago when they signed Baker Mayfield. Remember Tampa a year ago, yeah, comparable to the Vikings situation. Tampa had all sorts of dead cap money a year ago.
Yeah.
So they get Baker to sign this team-friendly one-year deal. Not that Baker had all these options, but then Baker ends up playing really well. It started here week one, right, against the Vikings, U.S. Bank Stadium. Then Baker ultimately gets paid. But I don't know a year ago if that was Tampa's like idea, right? Like Tampa probably saw all the quarterbacks in this 2024 draft class and said, hey, that's our idea. Like we need a bridge guy. Then we'll go draft a quarterback in 2024. That didn't happen. So like, I'm not dismissing the possibility, but yes, Judd, like in their minds, this guy they draft come a few weeks from now, that is going to be the guy. The question is, when does that guy take over?
Could this possibly, and this is at first impression, this is going to sound crazy, could this possibly have to also do with temperament? Like, is Darnold, I mean, Shanahan and O'Connell are buddies. They obviously talk. McCowan was brought in. Now Darnold is brought in. Could this have to do with the fact that they don't want a quarterback who's, I don't know, not going to help out? It feels like there's something missing here that we don't know. And I wonder if temperament plays a role because, you know, the last thing that you do want to do is sign a veteran who's like, okay, competition's on, kid, and doesn't help him at all. I'm not saying that that's like the end of the earth because competition's good. But
he's only 26, though. It's a good point because he's only 26.
Yeah, I know.
He still probably has something to prove as a former top 10 pick. But I doubt if they would sign him if they felt like he was going to be a cancer in the room that was trying to elbow out the young guy. But Darnold probably doesn't think, like we all think Darnold, okay, yeah, you're a backup now guy. He probably has an ego, man. Like he was a starter at USC, came in, New York Jets, got stuck in some bad situations, and this is going to be the best situation he's ever been in. Here's a scenario. Okay, optimistic Phil right now is just, it's a new day. Day one.
Speculation.
Day one of a new Vikings future. Okay, let's say you draft J.J. McCarthy. He's 20 years old. Hey, the goal is for you to just sit as long as possible. Just take notes, sit behind Sam Darnold. And oh, look, Sam Darnold throwing to Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, gets off to a really hot start. Holy crap, Sam Darnold is becoming the quarterback that everyone wanted him to be 6 years ago. Puts together a nice season. Vikings come close to making the playoffs. Maybe they go 8-9, 9-8, right? They come up just short, but dang it, Sam Darnold looked pretty good. Could you franchise tag Sam Darnold after a good season and trade him somewhere? Optimistic Phil coming in hot.
Does he turn into Geno Smith 2.0?
I'm just saying.
Franchise
just
tag him?
I'm just saying.
Optimistic Phil doing drugs right now. That's my guess.
Declan knows what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
I got you.
Optimistic Phil, come on.
Holy cow, franchise tag.
The Hall of Famer, Sam Darnold.
Let me have this.
Carve the bust. Carve the bust.
I will say, yeah, I'm not sure about the franchise tag, but I will say, I mean, you laid it out a little bit, but then you consider, you know, these elite tackles. Brian O'Neill wasn't fully healthy last year. I still believe fully in the right tackle, right? So you've got elite left tackle, elite right tackle. Yep. There's a belief that Hockenson is going to be back at some point, that this Achilles injury, it's not some sort of death sentence. All right. So like, yeah, you've got options. Not Achilles with Hawk. What was it? A PCL, MCL, whatever it was when he got hit.
Few
by
ligaments.
Kirby Joe.
Yeah. Ruptured.
Yeah. Ligaments ruptured. So you're going to have him back. It may not be week one, but soon thereafter, right? So you still believe in having this top five-ish tight end. You've got these two elite receivers. You know, they're trying to bring back Brandon Powell, so maybe he fits in. They're not trying to bring back KJ Osborne, but maybe a draft a receiver as well. But you've got options, right? You've got a really good offensive mind as the head coach, right? That's the belief, at least, a really good play caller. Hey, now you've got, like, the best running back they've had in a couple years, or at least, you know, going back to, I guess, when Dalvin was at his peak or close to his peak, going back a couple years, right? So you believe in Aaron Jones, who looked really good at the end of the year, including, you know, late December at U.S. Bank Stadium. So what I'm getting at is it's a pretty good spot for Sam Darnold. Like, everything is pretty much in place for him. Like, to me, it's now or never. 26.
What's going on?
Like, now's your time to shine. If you're ever going to shine, it'll be now here in 2024 with the Vikings.
No love for no interest in my guy, Drew Lock, Doogie? There was no interest in bringing in Drew Lock as the bridge guy to be the next franchise tag quarterback? No? Okay.
I did not hear.
Jameis Winston just signed with the Browns.
Yeah.
Eat those W's.
I saw people asking for Jameis. Why aren't the Vikings going after Jameis Winston?
Well, Eric Eager was pushing that.
Yeah, and the Vikings were not on Joe Flacco. Yeah. Like, maybe they should have been last year.
He might just go home and sit on his couch again.
Joe Flacco was never an option. I can't tell you why, but Joe Flacco was never an option.
Well, Joe Flacco should just go chill like he did last year until about week seven, and then a desperate team can give him a call, and he can carry him to the playoffs. Hey, before we get to the rest of Doogie's scoop bag here, Judd, let's talk about our friends at Finch Home Solutions and how they can help you, Purple Daily and Score North listeners.
You know one thing, and that's when that van pulls up in front of your house. That's right. Honking its horn, and it's there. Look at that. And look at that. That van looks very much like a team that a lot of people in this state love. That's right. Finch Home Solutions. No bigger Vikings fan than Cody Finch. He's passionate about football. He's passionate about protecting you and your home, too. And Finch Home Solutions will handle all of your electrical needs, big and small, car chargers, panel replacement, electrical repairs, and more. We are talking from big to small. Finch Home Solutions can take care of it. I'm going to tell you right now, I've used them. Fast, efficient, courteous, absolutely outstanding at what they do. Also, a bunch of specials, including this one, $199 right now for your whole home to be inspected, a safety inspection for your electrical panels and all of those things. Incredibly important, of course, because you want to protect you and your family. That is ordinarily $357. Again, $199. Just give them a call, Finch Home Solutions, 612-357-2604, or visit them at finchhomesolutions.com, finchhomesolutions.com.
Also, a shout-out to our friends at Zero Res. With a 4.9 rating on Google with 17,000 reviews, Zero Res is here to deep clean your home. Spring cleaning time, folks. Get on into those air ducts, those carpet fibers, and get three rooms Zero Resified starting at just $129 when you ask for the Score North special. Plus, take $75 off when you get those air ducts Zero Res clean. 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Say you want the Score North special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res. Doogie, what else is left in your scoop bag here?
So the Vikings save roughly $2 million and change on Dean Lowry. There wasn't an interest in him taking a pay cut. At least that's what I'm led to believe. That was a pretty logical move, but that right, does happen. I mentioned some interest in re-signing Brandon Powell, some interest in re-signing linebacker Troy Dye, but yeah, still nothing on Risner. I'm just going through some text messages. Let me see if I'm forgetting anything.
Yeah. Well, Kirko Chains, give you a farewell
for
text.
A second. I just want to make sure I'm
Jordan
not forgetting.
Jordan Hicks has gone to the Browns, anything. Correct?
Yeah, there was a little bit of interest. I mentioned that last week. Yeah. But, you know, good well for him, year. Right? I mean, I didn't think he'd get 2-8, you know, even if they can get out from underneath it after a year. But, hey, good for him, right? And that's a good situation with Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mentioned the Brian Burns note.
That's interesting.
Maybe the biggest surprise is Danielle Hunter is still out there. Now, the Vikings knew going back many days. Like, that's why they moved so fast on Grenard. Like, they knew that it wasn't going to work out with what Danielle is hoping to accomplish here in free agency. But I find it interesting. Now, hey, you know, we may have some news here this afternoon that Danielle is off the board. But the fact that he got through the first night, that to me is very surprising, but zero surprise that the Vikings and Daniil are going to part ways.
I think they're asking for too much, Dugues. I think they're trying to, his agent is trying to make up for that bad second contract. And
sure.
He's going on 30. He's missed the full season. He's missed half of a season. I think that bite at the apple, unfortunately, was forfeited when he signed that really team-friendly contract with the Vikings that then got reworked like four
times.
Yeah,
but the Bears are like, that's not our problem.
100%. No.
You know?
Nor should they be.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, and I mean, Houston would make some sense. I mean, after losing Grenard, wouldn't the Texans, who have money, wouldn't they make some sense to sign Daniil? So he may get paid. Heck, the Vikings love him. Brian Flores loves him. He loves it here. I can't foresee after you invest the money you do in Grenard that there's a scenario where Hunter's back. But the Vikings moved on Grenard because they knew going back many days, they just weren't going to come to a happy medium on the Daniil Hunter front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome stuff here, Dukes. Any other things left in the bottom of that scoop bag here before we say
goodbye? Sure. I mean, if you want to transition to the Wolves. So we should have some news later today about Kat's surgery. So Karl-Anthony Towns, meniscus injury. He's out in Los Angeles. It's that famous doctor, Dr. Neil E-L-A. I don't know how you say his last name. Is that how you say it?
I think that's correct.
Like, he's the guy. Like, he operates on all these athletes. If you Google Dr. Neil E-L-A something, T-T, Declan, maybe you can find it. Like, he's done so many high-profile athletes.
No, I'm actually doom-scrolling through the Cousins Crusader Twitter
it's over,
post right now.
It's over. We can all go home. We have no content left.
Somebody check on Paul Charchian, please. I mean, he is going through it the last 24 hours on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be okay. They didn't say goodbye to Tom Brady in his prime. Just calm down and take a deep breath.
Dr. Neil, hey, you know what?
Ella Trash.
If you're a Kirk fan.
Ella Trash. I looked it up for you.
Ella Trash. All right. So anyway, like, surgeon for the stars. So anyway, Kat's out in L.A. I was told the surgery is today. There is some level of optimism that his season is not done. Now, what does that exactly look like? Yeah, we know they'll reevaluate him in a month. So we're looking at April 12th. Could he play game one of the playoffs? Is that first weekend, or excuse me, third weekend, first weekend after the regular season ends, obviously. Regular season ends on like a Sunday. Playoffs start that next, Saturday. So I believe it's, April 20th or April 21st. So we're about 5 to 6 weeks out. Could he be back for a game one of the playoffs? If he is, what does he look like? But I can just tell you, even with some of those questions, the Wolves are relatively optimistic that Kat has not played his last game this season. Rudy Gobert expected back tonight against the LA Clippers. When looking at the Western Conference standings, you know, some of the doom and gloom with the Kat injury is, oh no, are the Wolves going to fall to fourth? Well, the Clippers jump above them, already above them. OKC is already above them. Will the Wolves fall all the way to fourth? Who is going to be the five seed? Could it be Wolves versus first round of the playoffs? We still have a little ways to go. Heck, if the Wolves can find a way to win tonight, the Wolves have the tiebreaker, right? That would be the third win over the Clippers, so they would secure the season series against the Clippers. So you think about tie-breaking components, tonight a pretty big game. So there is optimism that Rudy Gobert will be back tonight.
By the way, Alec Lewis from The Athletic just posted a video of John Parker Romo, the Vikings' new kicker, hitting a 73-yarder in wind. Looks like the wind's at his back, but hitting a 73-yard field goal.
It's not wide right or left.
Yeah, so a little bit more. I'm looking at my notes here. So he was bounced around Saints preseason a couple years ago. He was in Lions camp. Remember, Riley Patterson was in Vikings camp.
Yep.
Now is the Lions kicker. So John Parker Romo competed against Patterson a year ago. If you go back and look at the preseason numbers, I mean, he was neck and neck, but the Lions went with the veteran guy. So the Vikings gave him a contract. They're not a whole lot of guaranteed money there. Like, it's a tryout type contract, right? But like, he chose here for a reason. Like, the Vikings sold him on some sort of vision, right? To beat out the Rams. And so, I mean, he'll be given every opportunity. I'm just saying, he'll be given every opportunity come July and August to win this job, to be the Vikings kicker.
Yeah. There he is, Darren Doogie Wolfson from the 5 Eyewitness News Sports Department.
Great stuff, Dugues.
And the Vikings were one of about 10 to 12 teams that were at this kicker gathering last weekend. And again, they had a scout there. Her name is Michelle. So she was the one that recommended John Parker Romo to the front office.
All right, Michelle, let's get it.
Michelle's
let's
one go, of the best Michelle. In business.
See you, Dukes.
All right, boys, take it easy. I am out on Thursday. I know it's not ideal timing, but it is what it is. So we'll connect again next week.
Text us any scoops from spring break. Okay.
With a Mai Tai in hand.
Let us know. No problem. Yep. All right. Absolutely. You know it. All right. See you, boys. Bye-bye.
Darren Doogie Wolfson. Also, before we go here, some Scornor Twin Show scoops that we put out earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Two things. Number one, Trevor Plouffe is joining the Scornor Twin Show starting March 19th.
It's going to be awesome.
Every single Tuesday, Trevor Plouffe Tuesdays, Trevor Tuesdays.
Trevor Tuesdays, yeah.
You remember him hitting bombs at Target Field as a former first-round pick. He's now part of one of the biggest baseball media conglomerates in the digital space, John Boy Media, Talking Baseball, and I think it's Baseball Today as well, and he'll join us. And we have a new YouTube channel where if you're looking to watch the Scornor Twin Show, you can find all of those episodes on the brand new Scornor Twin Show YouTube channel, which you can find a link to on the homepage of both the Purple Daily YouTube channel and the Scornorth YouTube channel. You can also just type in Scornorth Twin Show on the YouTube in the YouTube search bar. But that's our third YouTube channel. We're pumped. We got Trevor Plouffe coming on board. Excited for twin season. So yeah, you know, good stuff here.
He's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun to talk to him.
Yes, it will be. 48 hours of just crazy Vikings-ness, and we've got more on Purple Daily today, and we'll be on the lookout for any more breaking news. So thank you guys for hanging out with us here. Thanks to Doogie. We'll see you guys across the Scornorth network of podcasts.